This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by George Wies and John LaPointe. We're talking about the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society and their holiday concerts, which are this coming weekend, Friday, 7 o'clock in the evening, and Sunday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, at a new location, the First Church of Christ Congregational in North Conway. And you can find more information at any time by going to mwvcs.org. That's mwvcs.org. George and John, thank you both for joining me.
You're welcome. Wonderful to be here.
And we've got the holiday concerts coming up.
This is such a wonderful tradition that we have. Every city across the world has choirs and orchestras, and they really come to life at this time of the year. And we're so lucky to have that right here in North Conway. You don't have to drive to Boston or to Portland if you want a really magical and wonderful, uplifting choral concert to ring in the Christmas season. So it's such a great tradition, and it's always fun to find music for the group to perform, something that's familiar, something that's different. This program, we have a great mix of both of those things, some classic Christmas music, pieces of music that even if they weren't written for choir, they just sound right. You expect to hear them at Christmas times, sung by a choir. And then the big treat of this program is a Christmas oratorio. That might be a new word on a lot of people, but an oratorio is a piece of music that tells a story. Often a biblical story. So, of course, this tells the Christmas story in music, multiple pieces of music strung together, making one large piece of music that tells this story. And we're doing the Christmas oratorio that was written in the 1860s by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns.
The Mount Washington Valley Choral Society, their holiday concerts Friday, 7 o'clock in the evening, Sunday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the First Church of Christ Congregational of North Conway. You can find more information anytime by going to mwvcs.org. That's mwvcs.org. And this is kind of, as you mentioned, oratorio.
Am I getting that right? There you go.
It's basically like a choral version of a rock opera in a way.
That's exactly right.
And I understand there's also going to be guest musicians for this.
That's right. The Christmas oratorio was written for not just choir, but also for five soloists. Three of those five soloists are members of our choir, and then we have two guest soloists coming from Boston to join us. It was also written for string orchestra, so violins, violas, cellos, organ, and harp. And we're using all of that. We have a wonderful string ensemble coming to join us this weekend. Organist Susan Ferrey will be joining us on the Mahler pipe organ at the Congregational Church, which is why our location is there this year. Wonderful pipe organ there at the Congregational Church. And harpist Regina Christensen is joining us too. So it's really a spectacular sound that you don't get to hear very often, especially here. The choir got to rehearse with the organ just last night, and it's great to see everybody's faces. It's great to see the singers who have worked through the past couple of months putting this music together, and then as concert week approaches, hearing the guest musicians coming in, and John can tell us kind of what that's like to see all the pieces come together as we approach the concert.
Well, it's one of the things that's really fun about the choral group is that we have the chance to sing under a professional director, and it's music that oftentimes would not be performed by amateurs. The Christmas oratorio is a good example of that. It's a wonderful piece of music, and it was first performed in Paris in 1858, I believe.
58.
He himself is an interesting musician. A lot of times we learn about these musicians from George and as we're practicing. One music critic who wrote in the 1960s that no one exceeded Camille Saint-Saëns as a child prodigy, even Mozart. So he was performing at a very young age. In fact, he was held back a bit by his mother because she figured he was just too young to be performing. But
many people have heard Cezanne's music and not realized there's so much music that he wrote that's familiar and has been used in other places. Perhaps most famously in that movie about the pig, Babe, when that organ comes in that big famous scene. Camille Cezanne. So there's your bit of Cezanne's trivia for the day.
There you go.
And the Carnival of the Animals.
Carnival of the Animals is another one, absolutely. So we're thrilled to bring his music to life here, and it's just such a glorious sound with the organ, with the harp, with the voices. It's really a chance to just sit and to let this great sound and wonderful story wash over you to celebrate the holidays. We're closing our program with that piece, knowing that it would be the first time many people are hearing this particular piece of music. The first half of the program is all very familiar Christmas classics, wonderful choral arrangements, The Holly and the Ivy, and a new arrangement by a Norwegian-born American composer, Ole Jallo, a wonderful arrangement of What Child Is This that features our harpist, a great medley of Christmas carols by Gustav Holst that's really fiery and uplifting at the beginning of the concert, familiar tunes, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. Most choir music is written in four parts, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. In our version of Lo, How a Rose, I think at one point there are 14 parts going on where there's only a few singers on each part and there's other singers in the balcony singing something different. So some familiar music, but maybe in ways that it hasn't been heard before.
The Cantique de Noël.
Of course, O Holy Night. Absolutely, and we're doing some of it in French as well.
So. Is the Cezanne piece all in French?
The Cezanne piece is actually in Latin. We have the choice we have the choice to sing it in English or in Latin, and I really, really fought with this decision. Do we do it in English? But sometimes you look at something and it's just meant to be how the composer intended it to be. He wrote it in Latin, which is often traditional for pieces of biblical music to be written in Latin. One of the things that leads to that decision is what notes and what words hit the high notes. Sometimes in English you get a funny word on a high note and it just doesn't sound so good. So we have a little translation and you can certainly follow along the familiar story.
And then the Latin that he used was mostly taken from the Latin Mass back in old days when they had separate masses for midnight and the Dawn Mass, which was used to be called the Aurora Mass of the Shepherds.
That's true, and we say Latin, but of course there's certainly familiar things that come along like Gloria.
Right. I have to say sometimes where we're at practice and we're often reminded to get our heads out of the music, and I'm looking at some of the Latin that I'm looking at and thinking, why am I looking at this? I know this by heart.
It's the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society's Hall Day Concerts this Friday, 7 o'clock in the evening, and Sunday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the First Church of Christ Congregational in North Conway. And you can find more information at mwvcs.org. George and John, thank you both for joining me.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
It's great.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Lizzie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.